Chulin chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Ve'elik sheris b'behemah. So the following things, as opposed to the last Mishnah, these things are okay. The animal is not a treifa, and if you find one of these things, you could still eat the animal, right? Nikva gageris, if the windpipe is pierced, or shinis daka, or it's slit. Okay, so the slit, is, the Gemara explains, talking about over here, is a like a longitudinal kind of split, but it's got to be connected at the top and the bottom still. There can't be any split at the top and the bottom, and the reason is apparently that heals. That kind of injury apparently heals, and therefore the animal is not a treifa. Ad kama techsa, so how deficient may it be when it's pierced? If it's got a hole in it, what's the, you know, maximum size of a hole before the animal comes a treifa? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, ad ki isai talki, the size of an Italian isar, so that was a certain type of coin, and if the hole that is made in it is up to that size, the animal would still be okay. Bigger than that size, the animal is now considered a treifa, and you can't eat that animal if you find that. Nivchasa al gugeles velo nikav krum shel muach. If the skull is defective, or it's got a hole in it or whatever, but the membrane around the brain is not pierced, it's still intact. That membrane underneath the skull, you know, the membrane between the skull and the brain. If that is still intact, the animal is not a treifa, and you could still eat that animal. If the heart wall has got a hole in it, but the hole doesn't go all the way through into the cavity of the heart, that would be okay. If the spine is broken, but the cord remains intact, that would also be okay. Nitla kaved v'nishtar hamin kazas. If the liver is lacking, but there's still at least an olive's bulk remaining, and the Gemara learns out that it means that there's got to be an olive's bulk adjacent to the gallbladder, plus another olive's bulk next to it. So two olive's bulk of a liver, that would be enough for the animal to live with that, and so that wouldn't be a problem. If the omasum and the reticulum are pierced one into the other, that's with two parts of the stomach, so that would the animal would still be considered, you know, not a treifa if there's a hole going from the one to the other. Nitla hatchul, if the spleen is totally gone, that would still be okay. Nitlu haklayus, if the kidneys were totally gone, that the animal would still not be a treifa, then would still be a kosher. Nitla lechi atachtoin, if the lower jaw of the animal is missing, the animal is not a treifa. If the whole lower jaw is gone, it's still not a treifa. Nitla em shela, if the womb is missing, that's not a treifa. Vacharusa bidei shemam, if the lungs are contracted, like dried up, but it's by the hands of heaven. So it brings, for example, yeah, if the animal got like a fright from, let's say, thunder or lightning, and it caused like the lung to kind of like contract somehow, that would be okay. But if it's by the hands of man, then it is a problem. Then it is a treifa. And the Gemara explains certain ways to try and determine how did the lung, you know, contract or dry up. Is it man or is it an animal? Hagluda, the hard, if the hard is missing, Rabbi Meir makshir, Rabbi Meir declares it kosher. The chachomim poislin, but the rabbis disagree. They say it's pasul, and the halacha follows the sages in this case of yes. If it's missing, it's hard, then that would be a treifa. The animal would be not kosher, you know, to eat.